A summary of the laws of Pesach, laws relating to kashering, part 1. The laws of kashering vessels are complex and hence should only be done by one who is expert in these laws. One must be aware of the following details. Number 1, is the vessel made of a kasherable material? Number 2, how has the vessel been used in the past, which will determine what form of kashering it is required to have, done to it, libun, hagala, etc. Number 3, what must one do if the vessel is rusty? Number 4, how does one do libun? Number 5, how does one do hagala? Number 6, may the vessel be ben yemei? Number 7, must the vessel one is kashering in and of itself be kashered? Number 8, how long must the vessel remain in the water by hagala? Number 9, may many vessels be kashered simultaneously? Number 10, may one kasher on Erev Pesach or Pesach itself? So you will now begin a summary of the various detailed questions that we just finished mentioning. Number 1 is regarding what should one do with chametz vessels that one does not plan to kasher at all. So it states in the Poskim that all chametz vessels which one does not plan to kasher for Pesach are to be nonetheless cleaned from chametz. One is to scrub them and slightly rinse them down from any recognizable chametz. One is then to hide the vessels in an area which he is not accustomed to enter throughout Pesach. It is proper to then lock that area and hide the keys, in order to prevent any possibility of entering there during Pesach. Those who are accustomed to place the chametz vessels in a high area that's hard to reach have upon whom to rely, even though they're technically not hidden from sight. All vessels that are not cleanable from chametz are to be sold to a Gentile and stored, as we stated above. Do new vessels need to be kashered? So new vessels which are bought from a Gentile, such as one bought a new pot from the store, for the sake of Pesach, do not need to be kashered, as it has never before been used for food. Nonetheless, some are accustomed to be stringent today and kasher all new vessels that they purchase, due to worry that perhaps during the processing, a non-kosher for Pesach oil or fat was smeared onto the metallics material. While many Paiskim rule that this is not a worry and there's no need to kasher them, some are nonetheless accustomed to do so, and this is the widespread custom in Eretz Yisrael and of the Mahadran kashrus agencies. Now let's discuss the forms of kashering. The Torah taught us a great rule known as Kaboilei Kach Poltei, that the same way that the Isser enters the vessel, that is the way it is to be removed. There are thus a number of different forms of kashering that are done to kasher a vessel based on its use. The following are the different levels of kashering for 5 in total. Number 1, Libun Chamer. Number 2, Libun Kal. Number 3, Hagala. Number 4, Irei with Evin Melubun. And number 5, Hadacha. We will now begin discussing each one. Libun Chamer, also known as Libun Gomer, is defined as torching the vessel until sparks fly from it, or alternatively until a sheet of its metal peels off. This can also be determined by when the metal turns red hot, which is approximately equal to 900 degrees Fahrenheit and 460 degrees Celsius and above. Libun Kal. Libun Kal is defined as torching the vessel until its opposite side becomes Yatziledes. When burning chametz from a rusty area or crack, the custom is to do so until the point that a piece of straw would burn if it were to be placed on the other side, and this is equivalent to Libun Kal. Hagala. Hagala is defined as entering the vessel into a pot of boiling water, which entails many details, which we will discuss in a further lesson. Irei with Evin Melubun. Irei with Evin Melubun refers to pouring hot water from a klirishon onto the item and then passing throughout the entire item a red-hot stone or metal, hence causing the water to boil. There are two very practical ways today of how to do Irei with Evin Melubun. One is by using an iron. A hot iron which causes the water to boil may be used instead of a hot stone. Hence, when kashering through Irei with Evin Melubun, one is to pour hot water onto the item and then pass the hot iron throughout the entire surface of that item, hence causing the water to boil. When doing so, one must observe when the iron has lost its power of heat to be able to boil the water, and constantly one must reheat the iron to its boiling point. Another way of doing Irei with Evin Melubun is by using a hot water urn, known as a kumkum. Water which is poured from a mini water boiler while the boiler is still on and the water is boiling is considered like both Irei and Evin Melubun, and hence when pouring from such a vessel, there is no need to pass over the surface using a red-hot stone or metal, or iron as we explain. Hadacha. Hadacha refers to kashering through cleaning the vessel very well with even cold water. In Meretz Hashem, in the future lessons on this subject, we will discuss further details of kashering, including when these forms of kashering are to be used, meaning what degree of kashering does my vessel require. This and other details will be covered in the next lesson in Meretz Hashem.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.